Hello, hello. So this week we're going to go through branding your craft, and I'm going to start this one off with a little bit of controversy, but branding isn't a logo, okay? Branding isn't just about your logo and how that shows in your company. It's also not about the colors that you choose, not on its own. Branding is about everything that visually shows people what you are. Everything that verbally, in its tone of voice, tells people what you are, who you are, what your business is, what you want to achieve, what you want to be, what your products want to be. It shows everything. Branding is overall. It's over everything. And branding is very different to marketing. Branding is how you communicate yourself and your product and your business out to the world. Marketing is how you get out there and literally sell your product, your company, and yourself, how you tell people about them. But branding is everything. It's everything that ties together to give people an overview of who you are, what your business is, what you're looking at achieving, what you're aiming to do. Now, I am passionate about good branding. I love good branding. And it doesn't, not necessarily branding I'd like, because there are brands out there that I don't really like their brand, their branding as such. I don't like their logos. I don't like the design. But together, it's beautifully done. And I have a real appreciation for beautifully done marketing and beautifully done branding. But when it comes to starting a business and it comes to starting your craft brand, it's a minefield. You have no idea, you know, where to go, what to do. You know you need a logo, so you create one of them. And then you kind of know that you need to have the same color scheme over, so you create that. But it's not always the same, and it doesn't always flow, and you know, it doesn't always match, and sometimes it's really difficult to get that same vibe across everything you do, across everywhere you are, and knowing that your customers will look at it and know exactly who you are, exactly what you are, exactly what you stand for, what your values are. It's really difficult to do. Now, one of the things I always teach is do a mood board. So look at other products that are similar to yours, look at your competitors, look at people that are out there that are doing similar products and go, okay, I like that. Then look at people that will use your products, and then look at, you know, get some pictures of Pinterest and look at what type of person you want to buy your product, and get all these pictures together, visually put it all out and say, okay, what colors stand out? What activities stand out? What fonts stand out? What designs stand out? Okay, so this is how you start then looking at building your brand. And then looking at these colors and going, okay, I kind of like the pink, not sure it will work for me, or I kind of like the green, but it's a bit light, I'd like it a bit darker. So then start getting your mood. And that tone and that mood, are you a spring color? Are you an autumn color? Is your product better in summer than it is in winter? You know, having a look at all of these different aspects. And literally, it's the best thing, because you get to play a game of, you know, making a little collage of all these different things you see and go, okay, this is what I want people to feel. This is how I want them to think when they see us. This is what I want to point out about our values. This is, you know, even down to your, are you recyclable? So I want to have that recyclable, you know, logo everywhere so that they can see that we're a recyclable product. You know, all these different things. That having that logo, it's a choice of a logo. We're recyclable, yeah. But then what that does is it actually communicates one of your core values in looking after the environment, looking after your community. So looking at all of this and looking at all of it as one is really important. I'm just going to plug in my laptop because it's is really important to developing a full theme and a full design and a full everything around your branding. And when you're looking at this, yes, it's, you know, your first thing in mind will be your logo. And then it'll be like the typeface you use. Then it'll be the website you're building or the flyers that you're designing. But it's really important to take into consideration the customer journey through this as well. So you're attracting them to you with your logo on flyers and on websites and on social media, and you're attracting them to you, and that's fantastic. Then you're getting them to your website, or you're seeing them at an event, and they can see your branding all over your stall because you've got it all designed so that they've got the logo, they've got, you know, the colors, your actual setup is made so they've got the 3 points, they can see all of your products, they can see your hero products, your supportive products. It's all there. You've got a massive big logo behind you. If you're anything like me, logo's behind you, massive. You spend half your time going, this is me, this is me, so that people can see who you are and what you're doing. And you've done all that. And then they've bought the product from you and they get home and it's like, it's just a product. Where's the theatre? You've given me theatre all the way up. You've given me theatre in your social media. You've given me theatre in your flyers. You've given me theatre at your stall. You've given me theatre on your website with all the logos and the designs and the colours and the fonts and everything else. But then I've just got a product in a bag. Branding extends past the purchase period right through into the after service. So when you're looking at your design, looking at your branding, looking at the experience that you want people to have before they purchase for you, also consider how that branding stretches out to the experience that they have after they purchase from you. Okay. And that's not just a logo at that point, because they've got your logo, and that's not colors at that point, because they've seen all the colors, they've seen all the fonts, they've seen everything, and they've still chosen to buy from you. Brilliant. The tissue paper you use when you wrap their product up and put it in a box or in a bag, does that have your design on it? Does that give off the same vibe that your website does? You know, if you're shipping it out, does your box give a bit of theatre to it? Do you open it up? Do you have a thank you card? Do you have a discount for their next order? Have you got a little treat in there? My thing was, I used to love, because I made candles and I had this whole theme around that huggy experience, that Scandinavian experience of loving your home, having it smell nice, having it feel nice, having everyday luxuries in your home. So even though the candles, you know, weren't bargain basement candles, they weren't high expensive candles that you can only afford once a year. These are candles that you can afford every single month as a treat to give yourself a little bit of luxury. So what did I want them to think when they opened the box? They got wax melts, any new wax melts that I had as testers so they could test out new scents, but they got a tea bag. And I used to put a tea bag in there with a thank you card so they could have a little cup of tea on me. I used to change it seasonally. So in the winter, I would have hot, like, bags that were recommended for hot tea with hot tea flavors in there. And then in the summer, I used to have the cold brew teas with more vibrant summer flavors in there. So I was thinking about that whole experience all the way through. There'd be a thank you card with a 10% off. You know, there was all this sort of theater afterwards. So that branding, that feeling I wanted them to have when they were drawn in, was the same feeling I want them to have in the aftercare. Emails that go out to them afterwards. Are you correctly talking to your customer? Are you giving them the same feeling when you're dragging them in as you were talking to them once they're a customer? You know, have you got an email sequence set up where you ask for feedback? How's it going? Have you tried your product? Is it good? A thank you email that goes out. Thank you very much for your order. Welcome aboard into our community. This is what we're about. This is who we are. Are you telling them about yourself, your journey, your values? So when it comes to branding, in the first instance, we all talk about logo designs. We talk about the colors. We talk about the fonts. We talk about how a website's going to look, how the imagery is going to look on your stall. We talk about all of this, but a lot of people miss the fact that a branding journey doesn't end for the customer at point of purchase. That branding journey continues after, into the aftercare service. And that aftercare service is so important because you spend so much time, energy, and money dragging a customer into purchase. Now they've purchased from you, they are potentially a customer for life. So they've purchased from you. So they've tried out your product, they love it. But they trust you now because they've gone through that process and they trust your company because what you've told them you're going to sell them, they actually have in their hand and it works. And it's exactly as it said. It's actually exceeded their expectations. It's amazing. They love it. It's fantastic. So you don't need to spend all of that energy convincing them anymore. They're convinced. But then you forget about them and you stop communicating with them. So they forget about you and someone else is going to draw them in. And we call that nurturing the customer. So what's your nurture sequence like? What happens afterwards? Do you speak to them again or do you just pretend they don't exist and carry on trying to drag in customers, which is time and effort and money and it's hard? Or when you look at your branding, are you looking at the tone of voice all the way through from them looking at an advert all the way through to the tone of voice of your thank you email? Are you looking at the aftercare? You're looking at the journey that comes all the way through to sale and then how that goes afterwards. The branding is so important to cover all of that, that whole spectrum. You want them to come to you and you want them to be comfortable with who you are as a company. And they have, and they're there, and they've seen all of the visual branding. They've got the flyers, they've seen the banners, all of that sort of stuff. But afterwards, are you giving them a care card? Do they know how to look after their product? Are you giving them a loyalty bonus for being there? Are you communicating with them regularly in the correct tone of voice so that they know the person that invited them in is the person that's keeping them close? You've got to look at branding as a whole. And if you are looking at developing your business, if you are looking at your artisan business, not just as a bit of pin money, as you know, a little bit of extra money to tide you over. If you're looking at it as the possibility of something that's going to grow, that's going to develop, that's going to be a, you know, something you can, a legacy for your children that you can leave to your children, something that is going to provide you with a better life in the future, be a better quality of life, then when you look at your branding, look all the way through the journey. From the logo, from the website, from the flyer to point of purchase. How is that customer going to know that you are the same person all the way through? How are you going to communicate your values? How are you going to speak to them? What tone of voice does your company have? What type of person is your company talking to and how are they communicating with them? And then once you have them as a customer, how are you making that sales experience in the same tone as that visualization? How are you saying, you know, we're great people, we're sustainable, we're fantastic, you know, we're recyclable, and then you're sending it in a plastic bag? Why? If you are sustainable and you're recyclable and all of those fantastic things and you care about the earth, why are you sending your products in a plastic bag that comes from eBay? That doesn't scream sustainable to me. That screams like you're feeding me a line and giving me crap. What I want to know is you're sustainable, you care about the earth, you're a good company, you're looking at all these fantastic ways of being eco-friendly. I want tissue paper that's recyclable. I want ink that's recyclable. I want boxes that I can reuse or repurpose. I want to know that when I get that product, I'm getting what you've promised in the first instance. And then off the back of that, my aftercare, I want to know that my aftercare is just as thought through as that sales process. So when you look at your branding, look at how you're bringing people in and then how you are continuing to service them afterwards. Because otherwise it's a little bit like business catfishing. You know, you're telling them you're all this amazing thing and then they're meeting you and they're going, well, that doesn't tie up. It doesn't match. It's not the same thing. So make sure that when you're looking at your branding, you're looking at the whole journey. It sounds scary. And it's one of them things where, well, how do I know what the journey looks like? Well, it's you that creates it. So it can look like anything, but it's you that creates it. So look all the way through and look at the branding as a way to communicate yourself, your product, and your values to your customer as a whole service all the way around, from when they first see you to when they become a repeat customer and buy from you time and time again. You keep the same level, the same consistency all the way through, the same branding all the way through, the same visualizations all the way through, but that your values are key in your branding all the way through. I hope that's helped someone. I hope that's helped all of you. And if you have any questions about how to make that customer journey a completely branded experience, drop a comment below and we can have a chat and we can go step by step through what your product is, what your goals are, how you want that to relate to your customers, and we can make you a timeline for that customer journey to make sure your branding is the same all the way through and that consistency of the branding is there. All right, guys, I will see you next week. Take care. Bye.